It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't it be nice to live together in the kind of world where we belong?
All right, here we go. It's Wednesday, February 1st, 2023, the very first Wednesday of the month. You know what that means, Dan?
I sure do. It's time for the Havasu Pioneers radio show.
It's the only time I say Dan, unless Dan Doyle was in here, right? Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm the host of Speak Out, Paul Lavoie, along with the host of the Havasu Pioneers radio show, Dan De Los Santos. And man, you brought in a crew today.
I did.
And this lovely woman. Yes. You have to make the introductions, Dan.
So, you know, we have a number of pioneers that have amazing stories in our community, and I brought on our oldest guest speaker that we've ever had, and I say that with incredible honor and pride. We have Miss Corinne Weiss with us today. And for those of you who know Corinne, you can call in and ask her questions during the show today. But we brought her on because of her history as a pioneer and as well as working as in production for a couple of our local newspapers.
Right, a production manager.
Yes.
It goes way back. And I said, where was this? And she said, the paper. The paper.
At the time, the only paper.
The paper. Of course, the Herald. So there you go. Today's News Herald.
So, Corinne, you know, as we always like to do, when we talk to some of our pioneers, we like to find out where you came from and how you got to Lake Havasu City.
Well, that is amazing. I came from Minnesota, and we were business people back there ourselves in a city called Elmore. And the only, probably how you would recognize it, is that Walter Mondale came from there.
Oh,
that
okay.
Was a vice president.
Okay.
His father was a minister there. But we had gone on a trip coming through Arizona, and just before that, we heard the rumor that there may be a new town started. A man had bought land. And not only that, he had bought the London Bridge that had been torn down.
Go out of town.
And
you're kidding.
England was going to dump the bricks and get rid of them. And this gentleman who was starting a construction business in our city decided, if we're going to get people to live here, how are we ever going to get them out in the desert to look at things? Well, there are all those bricks stacked in England. Why don't I go over and get them and bring them here to Havasu?
Wow.
And we went on this trip. We came in to this area, which was just a little lane, a rough lane. It wasn't really a road yet. Here were bricks stacked, mm-hmm. piled up that they had already shipped in.
Wow.
That's how early it was. But then we went back on home because we were business people. But we kept track of everything that was going on because it intrigued us. And we met the man who was doing some of the designing, and he says, this is the desert. We're going to have a city here, and there's not going to be any square streets. The roads are going to be made according to the layout of the land.
Right.
Wow.
You know, Dan, it strikes me, Corinne calls them bricks. Uh-huh. These are very large
bricks.
Oh, stones. We're talking 500 pounds each, right? These aren't just bricks.
To me, they're a brick.
Right, right, right. But that's a funny description.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Yeah. But just to be part of the history, you know, of a bridge being torn down in a foreign country. And somebody out in the middle of the Arizona desert wanted to put them? That's unreal.
That's creative.
So did you get a chance to fly one of the airplane flights
out? Oh, sure. A couple of them.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We got well acquainted with everybody, too, you know. And we also bought a lot. We said, well, sure, we'll build a house. Well, we weren't able to come for a few years, and we came back one time, and oh, my gosh, we were driving around. We said, well, we're going to build. And I said, well, let's look around town, see what homes are being built. We drove by a brick house. Here it was marked for sale. My husband went in. Edie McDougall was one of the realtors in town, and she was there. Well, my husband, who also bought and sold cars, can you imagine the conversation?
Oh, my goodness. Two salesmen. Right.
He told me a year later, she said, I wanted that man to be in that house, so I took a big cut in my what I would have made.
Wow. And so now you own a home in Lake Havasu. And what year was that?
1973. January of 1973.
Well, that makes you one of our official pioneers because you got here time.
I would never get to build my house that I wanted to build.
Correct.
And I never will.
let me ask you, what business did you leave behind in Minnesota?
We were a car dealer, and we had a laundromat, and we had mechanics to repair cars.
Gas station.
And then a gas station, and we trucked gas to farmers.
Oh, how interesting.
Wow.
Oh, and then you also owned a bar, too.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not forget the important thing.
Yes. Now we have two bar owners.
There you go.
Sitting across the table.
If you knew how tiny this town was we lived in, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Very small town, and my parents felt like the town was dying where we were from.
Yes.
And what was the name of the town?
Elmore.
Elmore. Okay.
Minnesota. That's why I mentioned the Mundell family, because they were well known.
And there's still a Century Farm that my aunt lives, where the house my mother was born in is still in the family back there in
Minnesota.
Because
all our grandparents were all immigrants. My fathers were immigrants from Germany. And then on my mother's side, they came from
Denmark.
Denmark. They were Danish.
Wow. So, you know, I guess the thought comes to mind, you know, you had all these businesses, and you come out here in the middle of the desert, and what do you do for work now? What did you do? what did you do for work?
We didn't know what we were going to do. And Dale happened to be out golfing, and some of the men found out he had been a businessman, and they said they needed a manager.
What?
Well, would you be interested? Because they liked him, you know, as a man. And so he took it, and he stayed with it. And when I met Edie McDougall, she told him down the paper, you know, you need a production person to do ads. I was a little on the artistic ability, so I started designing grocery ads for the grocery stores that were coming into town.
And at that time, the only grocery store in town.
Exactly.
I love the modesty. I was a little on the artistic side. So she gets the production director job at the paper, right? So where was the home? You talked about buying a home here early on. Where was that home now in relation to the city?
Well, what would
it's
you call it?
It's North End, and we still live in
on
that.
On the north side.
On the north side of town. We used to have a beautiful view, but unfortunately people...
So did everybody.
Yes. but they're still in the same house, and my dad passed away, and Alan and my husband and I sold our house, and we moved back into my old family home. And my mom wanted to stay there. She did not want to leave.
My goodness. So, Lisa, you folks have been in that home ever since you got here.
Exactly.
Now, there's not too many of us that can actually say that we still are in our same home.
Lisa, what's that like? I know, the home that I grew up in, my parents no longer have it. They've since moved. But when I went back as an adult, it seemed really small. Does it seem smaller to you?
Not at all. Not at all.
We have to tell them what we did. Dale happened to be outside, and there was a man standing on the vacant lot beside. And he was from California. And he went out to talk to him, and he says, "I'm selling the lot."
Next to our
house.
"How
much do you want for it?" said Dale, like a used car dealer. He came in, and he says, "Hey, I just bought a lot. We're going to buy an extra lot," because we had a boat and a motorhome and all that kind of stuff. And I got my computer. And I said, "I don't have room for my computer. Could we make the carport into a library, and then you can build a garage over on the other vacant lot?"
Yeah, so that's what they ended up doing.
Oh.
So, I mean, my dad went back there and talked to the guy and bought the lot for what he bought it for, $3,000.
Wow.
In those days, it was
about
a good...
What year was that?
That was probably the early 80s when he bought that.
My
so we God. Have a very large lot. In fact, I was telling Dan, I did find the picture of the aerial view of our house.
Oh, very good.
I found the aerial view, and there's only two houses in that shot.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So it's a beautiful home, and I do. I love my family and my home and my mama and daddy. So
it's one of our few original brick buildings, I might add. When you drive by it, you can't miss it. It's beautiful red brick, and
it's also a raised house too.
Oh wow, yeah.
It's hollow underneath the house.
Oh my goodness.
So you can actually climb up to the house.
Now, it has a crawl space.
It has a crawl space.
Yeah.
You asked about the size of this house. Now, when I went in, because some things that we'll talk about in a minute, I got lost. Alan had to guide me
twice
down
the hallways
because there's a couple of left and right hand turns you got to take to get into different, and it's a little bigger than you'd perceive.
Is this a 4-bedroom?
3-bedroom.
3-bedroom.
And we love it too. When people use the bathroom, they lock themselves in. It's like,
hello.
right.
So you talked about, closing off the carport and turning it into a library.
Yes.
Let's talk about
what
that library was intended to be.
to put my computer first. And I am a genealogy researcher.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how neat.
I have always been interested in finding out about my ancestors. Mm-hmm. Well, needless to say, mine, where the records are gone. But I married a man who I can go way back to the King of England.
Oh, wow.
And other kings. And there is a famous man, a Reverend John Wise, who's in our history books, that is a grandfather.
Wow.
Wow, that's how amazing. Coincidental. Trace your lineage back to royalty, and now you live in the city with the London Bridge.
Yeah,
exactly.
Deja vu.
Right.
Isn't that weird?
Right.
And of the people that were hung as witches, two of them are grandmothers.
Yes. Wow.
Oh, my.
And Pudiator and Marytown.
But talk about the library, Mama. how the library.
My library. Oh, then my library here in town, everybody knew. A lot of people had seen this library that I have and genealogy, and they said, okay, let's start a genealogy society so people can collect their family history. Well, I turned it over to be a library for the genealogy, but we decided we wanted to own our own library. So we had garage sales. So we held all the garage sales here in the garage, and we made enough money to buy a building.
In the shambles.
In the shambles.
Oh, my goodness.
It's still there today.
I'm just wondering how big this computer was.
Well, yeah. Well,
it's
yeah.
A little one.
Oh, okay.
So she doesn't like them.
I don't like them.
So we got a break coming up?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's take a short break. All right. Again, you're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show with host Dan De Los Santos. I'm Paul Lavoie, the host of Speak Out. Today's show, of course, brought to you in part by Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. We're with Pioneer Corrine
Weiss.
Is it Weiss or Weiss?
Weiss.
Weiss.
W-I-S-E.
Just like Weiss. The wise old owl.
Getting two
wise
different ones. Okay, so
not
it's Weiss.
Weiss.
Like Weiss potato chips.
Right.
Very good.
All right, perfect.
I like it.
That's an East Coast thing.
Awesome.
And daughter Lisa Weiss. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, welcome back to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. Thought I'd pull out some 70s dance music. We got a little dancing story coming up, I think, Dan.
We do. We've got right. Corrine Weiss and Lisa Weiss and Pioneers of Lake Havasu City.
Right, absolutely. Got to mention that today's show brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology at lesolson.com/Kingman. That's Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. And also, our Havasu Pioneer sponsor, Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating.
Let's not forget the heating part about that right now. Because
well,
I'll tell you what.
I have good news.
They are very big right now for heat.
I just cut the weather for afternoon and evening with a little five-day forecast in there. It's going to be about 77 degrees on Saturday.
Havasu is coming back.
With no wind.
I love that. Oh,
thank
yeah.
God.
I'll believe it when I see it.
In Havasu. I don't know about the rest of the tri-state, but yeah. You'll probably get that up in the Laughlin Bullhead area for sure. Right.
Right. So, Corrine, you know, you've met some interesting people over the years. Now, I honorably say that you're 96 years old and with us today. You're sharp as a tack. You've got some amazing stories to share. And why don't you tell us a little bit about Pearl Bailey?
Well, she was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And when the bridge came, it was well known that a lot of celebrities came here. And not only did some of them buy homes, because I worked for the newspaper, they made our news media interested too, and I was able to be the lucky one to meet them. Well, Pearl, with her home, not only became just because she was a celebrity, but she loved to be just a friend. And we had some wonderful times together sharing our private lives. And she was a fabulous woman.
That's so fantastic.
And we had famous orchestras that came here and played under the bridge for entertainment. And we met a lot of them, but not to have a friendship, but to know them for the time. But of all of them, I would say the man I worked with, Jack Hardy, the editor of the paper, was one of the most famous friends I ever met. And when his health was beginning to fail, it was going to be his birthday. And the staff decided he needed a party. And I said, well, sure, where are you going to have it with the editors and all them? And they said, at your place. Well, the main boss was out of town, and so we said, well, should we wait until he comes back? Nope, we're going to have it on Jack's party. Well, guess what? He came back that night, and he was phoning his secretary and said, where are all of you at? We're at Jack Hardy's birthday party. Knock, knock on the door. He got his wife out of bed, and here they come. And boy, did we, I'll tell you, Havasu was so fortunate to have that man and his wife in our city, because they were so
special. So it was people like Jack Hardy that really helped create our town, make up the
exactly.
good feel that we have as people, as really good
exactly.
neighbors and friends, and they really kind of helped set the stage.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, he just loved people. Let's put it that way. And he wanted the town to grow. He wanted the paper to be popular. And he did every bit of that. And I was so blessed to be part of the layout of the paper and how it was going to look and what the ads were going to be.
So we had local celebrities, our own personal celebrities.
Exactly.
And I want to mention two of them that you knew really well, and that's Norman Ann Walton.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, I know those that family personally for most of my life here in Lake Havasu City. Norman Ann, their children, Yvonne and Norm and Michael. And, you know, what a great family. And when you saw Norman Ann out, you know, the one thing that I always remember they are famous for is that they could command a dance floor and take your breath away.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes. Yes.
That's
and they were awesome people.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to see them. When we first moved here, we'd go every night to dinner down at State Beach, Old
exactly.
State Beach, and the old pavilion, same spot, and that is where we met Norman Ann Walton, and I became friends with Yvonne, and her dad is the one that taught me how to slalom, and my dad got me my first slalom ski in O'Brien, so I was real excited. I loved the Waltons. I hung there a lot.
Well,
really
that was
good people.
The other thing, not only working for the paper, meeting people that were interested in coming and creating a community was the visitors who came.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like this town. I think I'm going to look into it.
Well, and also you worked a lot with, was it Bert Showboat?
Oh, yeah, you worked with Lee Showboat.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, for the Showboat.
Yeah, oh, okay.
The father, and she used to also do the layouts on all the Showboat programs.
Oh, wow.
For when they used to do the Showboat here.
Yeah.
And so she was worked with them a lot,
too.
I
was privileged and honored to meet all these people in the city, and we should be very, very proud of our city.
So the Showboat was really our stage opportunity for a great show back in the day.
Exactly.
We didn't have a stage, per se, and for many years we used the top of Miller's Folly as the stage, and we all sat up on top of the London Bridge deck and watched the girls clog and do all kinds of wonderful stage opportunities. So that was really an interesting time back then.
Exactly. I wish I could bring something like that back again. I mean, it was really fantastic, and just it got the locals involved. There were so many local people involved in that.
Ready?
Yeah, we're going to take a break. We have Corinne Weiss on our show with us today with her daughter Lisa, and we'll be right back.
You know, I was thinking when she said we should bring that back, or you said, no, you said we should bring that back. I was thinking of the mustache contest.
Oh, yes.
The beard and mustache contest. Dan is responsible for bringing that back.
Oh, and that's so odd. I had a blast. I want the girl one, though. I want to do that.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. You're listening to the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show with host Dan DeLos Santos. I'm Paul Lavoie, the host of Speak Out, and we have Pioneers Corrine Wise, and I'm going to call you a pioneer because you're family, right?
Yeah, I was
Lisa
13
Wise.
When I moved here, so why not?
It was
I'm an old lady now.
A long time ago, too.
Woo-hoo.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Welcome back to Speak Out, the Havasu Pioneers radio show, brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lakewood team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis, and by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006, also featuring self-service doggy washes. And I wanted to ask, and we talked about this off the air a little bit, what do you think, so you've been here since 1973, Corrine, and what do you think is the biggest change in Havasu that you saw in that time, maybe in the early days, maybe later, but what changed Havasu the most, in your opinion?
Well, traffic.
That's funny.
Oh, I didn't mean to be funny. No.
No, compared to where I come from in Las Vegas, holy cow.
It's, right.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Now that I am the age that I am not out in the public viewing and watching. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not able to criticize anything like I did when I was working for the paper. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's still a beautiful city. But we always have to take into consideration how many of these people are visitors.
Right.
Absolutely.
Lisa, this is the big thing.
Lisa, you had an interesting observation on that question, though.
Oh, the first stoplight.
Oh, yes.
Coming into town,
such a little thing, but
I was totally freaked out. I was like, oh, no, it's coming. You got to realize where we came from, I got to throw that in, Elmore, Minnesota. When my parents decided to move out here, I was 13, and I was, like, afraid to death to move out here. I came from a town of less than 1,000 people, and my grandmother was my principal. And so it was a very scary thing. So it was a very small community. So coming to Havasu in 73, I was afraid to death. And all these wild California kids.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of scared me. But I love it now. But, yeah, the traffic is horrible now here. And the first traffic light was horrible. And that was on the corner. I think that was Mesquite and
Mesquite and the highway.
The highway, yeah. Yeah. Right. And that was horrible. And it made front page news.
Corrine, what did you think of the first summer that you spent here?
Loved it.
You loved it?
Because it's dry heat. Minnesota is wet heat.
Don't they make t-shirts that say that?
Yes, they do. So, you know, all those years working with the paper, do you have any particular story that stands out that was one of your favorites?
Oh, there are so many. It's hard. I have many pictures of people and...
Yes, you do.
You have seen. Mm-hmm. And just being part of the community, even though I worked with the public all my life, even in Minnesota, meeting all these new people, whether they were from a foreign country or not, everybody was special, including people who built businesses. I just... Because it takes people to make an earth.
True story. And, you know, for those of you who have heard about these photos, I was blessed in having the opportunity to scan them in. And so Corrine and Lisa and Alan are sharing those with us. And over the next few weeks, if you're on Havasu, the Facebook for Havasu Pioneers, You'll see a couple of those photos come out periodically over the next few weeks. And they're photos, in some cases, no one's ever seen before. So that's what's really unique. You've even got a very special photo that I'm very excited to post. And it's of 1936, before Parker Dam was built.
Oh.
And it shows the Colorado River where it meets the Bill Williams River and goes down the channel with just really a barrier, if you will. And the river, the Colorado River, is only a few hundred yards wide.
Oh, sure.
It's amazing. And somebody got a fantastic aerial photo of it. So those are just kind of an example. She's got a shot of the bridge being built with all the rebar sticking out of the ground about 20, 30 feet. And you almost can't tell what it is until you realize where the photo's taken.
Right.
It's just amazing.
I saw. I was asking in the green room about the photo with the woman lying on the stone, the bridge stone, one of the bricks, as you called it earlier.
Yes.
And I was just wondering, why take the photo, number one, and were there people that were doing that often, laying out on those stones?
Oh, definitely.
She's in a bikini, folks.
Exactly.
I think it was advertisement for the...
It was. A lot of that was.
Oh, I see.
And, of course, those photos, when the Herald was moving, our photographers would always make test pictures and enlargements of different pictures. And when we were moving, there was a whole box of pictures they were going to throw away.
Huh.
I happened to walk in, and I said, "What are you doing?" You know, I was like a mother to the whole staff because they were all younger than
right.
me.
Somebody actually called you Mother Corinne, by the way.
Oh, definitely. And my house was the home they had their parties, too. But anyway, I said, "Why throw them away?" And he says, "Well, do you really want them?" Well, I have given many, many away to people where they might have been on the picture. I should have kept them all, but I didn't.
Right. Did you realize in those days what you had there
no.
with those photos, that this
no.
this would be an archive for the city,
no.
possibly going to the museum? You did not?
Did not.
Huh.
Until I finally had been working there for about 10 years, and then I thought, wow, what did I do?
Mom doesn't right. throw anything away.
Oh,
nothing.
Okay.
In fact, I was telling Dan, there's probably more stuff in the house.
I'll probably find
That's what the crawl space is for.
There might be stuff down there. I don't even want to tell you what, when we had our kitchen remodeled, what some guy found. I even cleaned the kitchen, and he found something.
Right.
So.
Well, now that we're making a digital copy of these wonderful photos, we're able to turn a copy
yeah.
over to the Lake Havasu City Museum of History.
I think
they'll be able to help pull some stories together, wondering the missing links.
So I have to ask you, speaking of the museum, we had a Procrastinators Day recently for people that had never been to the museum but were pioneers. Have you been to the museum?
I was
yes.
a long time ago.
A long time ago.
But, you know, getting to my age, I like being home.
Right. I understand.
Yes, she did go down to the library because she took some of her antiques down there. They had an antique roadshow. And so we were down there, and it is quite a spectacular place. In fact, I think she tried to work with the library to get work with the genealogy
right.
library, but I don't think anybody was willing to.
Right. And now, fortunately, we have new directors and things with our museum, and things have dramatically changed where the museum's become an integral part of our community
yeah.
right.
and the kids and everything else. So, you know, all these years that you've been here, and with the amazing stories that you have, you know, do you ever find pause? Did you ever think about leaving Havasu? Was there any
Never.
Reason?
Great question.
Never. Never.
It's home, right?
That's right. My ashes will be buried back in Minnesota because I have my plot there.
Right.
right.
But as far as leaving the city, no. Because watching it being born and watching the happenings within it and being a part of it, you couldn't be more blessed.
Wonderful.
And the people I have met. Well, take today, just talking to the two of you. It's It's a wonderful thing, and I hope I haven't been too boring.
No.
Oh, not at all. In fact, I was going to give out the phone number, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687, if you want to call in and talk to Corinne or Lisa Wise. And I have to ask you, you were talking about church earlier, just off the air. What church did you go to in those days, and were there many to choose from?
It was a very small little church, but now it's a very big church, Our Lady of the Lake, Catholic, Roman Catholic Church. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Yes, yeah.
Now, you had a friend that wasn't able to be in the studio with us today. What was his name?
Dwayne.
Thought you might want to give him a shout-out and say hi to him.
Oh, Dwayne. Mm-hmm. He is from Shakopee. And
Minnesota.
Minnesota, and he is a businessman. He has a beautiful jewelry store.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're giving a shout-out to him today.
Yeah, Real Gem Jewelers.
Yeah.
Wonderful man. He has a home here, and he comes and spends a couple months.
And he just had a beautiful cheetah, a brand-new cheetah boat built.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
hasn't
goodness.
Even been on the water yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
When's the first time that you were actually on the water? Do you remember? You said you were a water skier.
Yes, I was.
Because Dan has a program called Kids on the Colorado that introduces kids to the lake who may not have ever had that experience, but they live here.
Oh, they're missing fun.
Right, right. So what are your memories of the lake?
Like I said, the Waltons, they were a big part of teaching me the lake and skiing, and I loved it. I wasn't, you know, a big skier, but I loved it. My big thing was motocross. I loved motocross. And so I used to race motocross with several people here. Got lots of people. They're still here.
Right.
I wasn't real good, but I had fun. But the lake, I lived at the lake. And even in high school, we were at the lake all the time, down at the Nautical or the Quirio Mall.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. You remember Quirio Mall? Oh, my
sure.
God. I loved it.
So, you know, in the day, you were at the beach when it was warm, mm-hmm. and the minute that you couldn't go swimming, you hit the desert. You were out riding mm-hmm. motorcycles, mini bikes. It didn't matter what. Anything mm-hmm. that would get you out there, we were out just having
right,
a ball.
Right.
That's which allowed us to explore the other half, if you will.
I probably rode through a lot of people's backyards.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
We'd go hiking up in the mountains.
Oh, a lot of hiking up in the mountains. We loved the waterfalls.
Oh, yes.
You know,
we
up there.
We did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Do you have memories also? We did a show dedicated to the Havasu ski team.
Yes.
The water ski team. Do you have memories of the water ski shows?
No, but I did watch them. I watched them, and even the long one where they went all the way down
Parker.
The dam.
Yes,
and back.
Dam and back. It was a
I don't know how
race.
They did that, but
a long haul.
Yes, and they were much different skis, but I loved skiing. I loved it. I don't think I could get back up again, but I loved it, and I grew up on it, so I cherish growing up in Havasu and enjoying it while it was small.
Corinne, did you cover those types of events for the paper as well?
Many events of every kind.
Yeah,
it was something, I'll tell you.
The showboat, all those things mm-hmm. you were at. Yeah, you did. But I'm glad they brought me here. It was an experience for both of them. They did want to originally start a business here. But never got that off, did you?
No.
What type of business? Were you going to go back in the car business?
No.
No?
We wanted to do something different, and we hadn't decided yet till we figured out what the town was going to be like.
Right.
Not thinking of it as a big city.
Thinking of it as a business opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Some of her photos actually had a photo of the youngest speed skier, which was Leslie Schreinen, who was only 3 feet tall.
Oh, my.
Riding a speed ski. The environment in which we did things back in the day was completely different than what we do today.
Yeah.
It was fascinating.
We used to watch those, and they were fantastic, you know. So many of those things are gone now, and they don't do them anymore, you know. And
exactly.
Yeah, those are good old Havasu memories.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's
so,
for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think when I think of how many years you've participated with our community, and you've seen all those stories. I mean, the Synanon story. We've had our really wild and crazy, exactly. disastrous times in our community. And, of course, the storms. Ooh. You had photos of the devastating storm that wiped out our town. Right. And these were the photos that she saved. It was just devastating to see what some of the things that happened.
Well, I was so blessed that I knew the photography group within the paper, and then the day they were going to discard all these old pictures, I was so blessed to be out there.
Yes. To say the least.
But the storm Dan's talking that.
Oh, the storm when, part, yes.
Yeah, Searle, remember he went and shoveled out that church on Acoma.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
It was so full of mud. It was, we couldn't get
Helped
around.
People out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was horrible. Horrible, horrible.
We haven't seen anything like that since. Thank goodness, knock on wood.
Yep.
So, Lisa, growing up with all that, what was it like for you growing up in the house that knew everybody in town?
Wonderful. I loved it. I loved it. And I love being back there. It's, you know, home is home. And I know people go, how could you go back and live there? You know, it's like, I love it. I love it. I love my folks and miss my dad terribly right now. But it just feels natural for me to be there.
Well, you're such a nostalgic person. You and Alan, your husband Alan, who we have here in our showcase today, sitting with us, Alan, and he's got a vintage tunnel boat, which is just amazing. You can't miss it.
I don't know what that is.
It's a race boat.
Oh,
from back in the day. What year was that, Alan?
Havasu Wheels, too.
86 Burgess?
Yes, and this thing's faster than it's nuts. And it's still out there today. He's got it in his front yard in his driveway, and I went and took a look at it. Man, it looks just as mean and fast as it did back in the day.
I know. He wants me to drive it, but I haven't driven it yet. So.
Right. Is there, kind of winding down a little bit here, is there anything we missed that you'd like to talk about or any people that you'd like to say hello to while you're on the air?
Well, just anybody that can remember who the Wise family was or is. It's been a blessing to be with the both of you and sharing some of these memories, because there's nothing that you could put a price tag on a memory.
Well, thank you. We feel the same
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. You know, right. when we're, and I will tell you, the show has been a success going, we're in our fourth year, and finding individuals like yourself that are so knowledgeable, you know, it's a task, but can't thank you enough for being here on our show with us today.
Well, thank you. It's been a joy, and you created a new memory for me.
Wonderful.
Alan says he took the Wise name from you, Lisa, so he could be the first wise man in his family.
Yes, he has to. He does. He does. He likes that.
I'm just having fun with it.
Thank you, both of you.
Thank you.
So much fun.
All right, we're going to take a short break, come back. Dan and I will give you a little recap of the Facebook page, maybe some other things that are going on in Dan's world. He's got his pulse on everything when it comes to Havasu Pioneers. So stay with us. We'll be right back on the Havasu Pioneers Radio Show. I'm Paul Lavoie.
Well, it's precious beauty lies just beyond the eye. It goes running through the soul like the stories told of old, old man. He and his...
That was too much fun, Dan.
It was. It was great.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect.
You know, that's the fun part about our show. There's absolutely no exact planning. And when you come in to listen to our show, you never know what's going to come next.
Folks, a sweet old lady, Corinne. And I saw her walking down the hall, and I'm like, that must be our guest. And I didn't know what to expect. So, okay, our next Havasu Pioneers radio show will be episode number 43.
Yes.
This was 42.
I know. What's amazing. We've come a long way.
It's insane.
In our fourth year here. And so our next show is going to be March 1st at 11 a.m. here in Havasu. And if you're looking to get a heads up on what the show's going to be about or look at some of the neat photos and past shows, you can go to the Havasu Pioneers Facebook page. There are links that will take you to the KNTRtalk.com page, and simply go to Havasu Pioneers to listen to all the recorded shows.
All right. Coming up next is Speak Out 2.0. It's all about veterans today. Pat Farrell from the Jerry Ambrose Vets and Harold Smith from Veterans in Motion. So stay tuned. That's after news and a short break right here on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.